Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And now, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
What?
Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Is.
Thank you very much. Now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Knowing that, would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
No.
Was that a support or oppose?
I oppose it.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings?
No, I do not. I oppose that.
Okay, thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm among youth?
No, I oppose that.
Thank you. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns?
No, I oppose that.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe?
I oppose that.
What about a locked
container? A lot of people cannot afford a locked safe.
Okay. And what about a locked container or case?
No, I oppose it.
What about a locked box or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
No, I oppose that.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
No, I oppose that.
A combination lock?
I oppose that.
A biometric identifier, such as a fingerprint?
I oppose that.
Thank you. Now, if a firearm is in a storage device, such as a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
No. I oppose that.
Was that a should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
It should not be required to be unloaded. An unloaded gun is worthless if you need it in a hurry.
Thank you. Now, if a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secured if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you think, yes, it is secure, or no, it is not secure?
Yes, it's secure.
If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
Yes, I would support that.
Okay, thank you. And before we continue, I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me. Now, searches of homes and cars are often required law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Yes, I would. I support that.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
I would support that.
Thank you. Now, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
I would support that.
Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Yes, I support that.
Thank you. Now, the next few questions are just for statistical purposes only. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Are you white or Anglo, black or African American? Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
Thank you very much. And with this, it concludes our survey. We thank you for your participation.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.